It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Hello, everybody. Harry Graves here. It's time for high school football once again on WCDO. This afternoon, the second half of a afternoon doubleheader, as we saw the Green Trojans tap the Newark Valley Cardinals in the first contest, and this time it'll be the game between the Sydney Warriors and the Waverly Wolverines. How difference, or much of a difference, an hour makes, because in the first contest we saw a game that was played under a very, very mist. We won't call it any more than that. And it was the sort of game that went for good field conditions, actually, a little bit cold on the outside. However, in this nightcap, there is a light snow falling, and even turf fields have a tendency to get a little bit slippery as time goes on. So we will see. Both teams have had their warm-ups. Both teams are now in the locker rooms doing their team meetings. And we'll have the start of this ball game coming up in just a moment. The pregame show being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by professional service. Call on the folks at Chambers and O'Hara. See their professional sales staff or give them a call at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in this afternoon's contest. So there, Mr. Kaplan, we have seen game number one of this Class C semifinal series. The second game will be coming up, and I do believe that the weather is a third player in this ball game.
Oh, well, the weather's always a third player, Harry, whether it's too hot, whether it's too cold, whether it's just right. It's always, you know, it's always an issue. But as we say that, across town, BG is playing Walton, and the score right now is 20-18 Walton after a couple of Billy Holden touchdowns and a Shields touchdowns from Walden.
Wow. So fans along the line will love that one, because that is another must-win game for the BG Bobcats, and even I had not heard of that score. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups coming up in just a moment on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball farm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Kaplan back here at Highcott Stadium in Endicott, New York, as we're getting ready for game number two of our afternoon doubleheader. The Sydney Warriors will be playing the Waverly Wolverines. First of all, looking at the starting lineup for the Waverly Wolverines in this contest, Zach Cooney is going to be doing the quarterbacking. He wears number 4. As far as Cooney is concerned, he's a 6-foot junior, 174 pounds. In the backfield, we're going to have Dylan Wright, number 3, doing some of the running. He is a junior, 5'6", 140 pounds. Austin Bostwick, also doing a lot of the running. He is another junior, 5'8", 140. A couple of other men are going to be substituting in as the afternoon goes on. The running fullback will be Trevor Nachi, number 52. He is a senior, 5'10", 140 pounds, so they do not have a heavyweight running backfield. On the line, though, things are just a little bit different. Number 50, Jeff Klausner, is the center who will be getting the start in this ball game today. He's a freshman, 5'10", 180 pounds. The guards today will be Darren Tryon, number 58. He's a senior, 5'11", 180 pounds. And John Pusala is number 55. He is a junior, 5'9", 160 pounds. And out in the tackle positions, number 77, Derek Bowman, he's a senior, 6'2", 230 pounds, lots of weight there. And at the other tackle position, Christian Wilkins, he wears number 78. He is a senior, 6'2", 215 pounds. As far as the receivers are concerned, number 88, Chris Raufers, a 6'4", junior, big target, 207 pounds. He is the tight end, and the split end is going to be Ryan Hewitt, number 33. He is a senior also, at 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. So both of those teams are still in the locker room, still waiting to get things going. If we go over and look at the Sydney Warriors, no major surprises there. Matt Vibbert, a sophomore, is at quarterback again. He is number 10, 5'9", 145 pounds. In the backfield, John Wingate, a junior. In fact, it's an all-junior backfield today. He is, Wingate wears number 12, 5'10", 155 pounds. Brandon Walters, number 22, a junior, just about the same, 5'10", but a little bit heavier at 215. And Damian Zimmer, number 6, he is a junior, 6 feet tall, and 170 pounds. Trey Crawford will once again be the starting center. He is a junior, 210 pounds. Colin Brandle, number 64, and Alex Morrow, number 51, are the two guards. They are 270 and 190. The tackles, Austin Dean, number 75, is a freshman, and Brian Gray, number 54, is a sophomore. And then if we look at the two receivers, Mike Ward, number 7, 5'11", 155-pound junior. Austin McCarroll, wearing number 8, as a junior, 5'10", 140 pounds. The Sydney Warriors have now come back out onto the field. They're doing their calisthenics to get warmed up. We still have yet to see the appearance of the Waverly Wolverines, as they will be coming up here shortly. So we have football for you, game number 2 of our afternoon doubleheader. That'll be coming your way in just a few more minutes on your station for sports, the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at now a snowy Ty Cobb Stadium, as we do have just a little bit of inclement weather coming on around us. Both teams are now back out onto the field, and we will be having the start of this ball game coming up in just a very, very few moments. Want to pass along one item that the Unitego Central School District has a middle school dance scheduled for this weekend, and that has been postponed to a later date because of potentially inclement weather. So we are going to be having the meeting of the co-captains and the officials out in front of this, out in the center of this field. We have a rather sparse crowd here today. Across the way, a number of Sydney fans huddling under umbrellas. Down below us, we have probably more fans than umbrellas, but we can only see the very tops of umbrellas, and there aren't that many of those. But we will be having football for you. And by the time the night game comes tonight, if I recall, it was Vestal against the hometown UE Tigers. And that will be here at this very same Ty Cobb Stadium. And if the weather develops as poorer and poorer, think of the poor officials working that game tonight.
I don't want to.
These out here don't look like it's going to be too much. So we are going to be having, let's see, the toss won by the Sydney Warriors. They are opting to kick that ball away. And now both teams go into a massive huddle as they get ready to set their lines of offense and defense and get things ready to go.
Yes, sir. Trying to get themselves warmed up.
Get all of us warmed up. I want to pass along the best congratulations to my normal broadcast partner, Dave Keller. He is now a proud grandpa. Reagan Kathleen was born a couple days ago. Weighs in at 7 pounds, 3 ounces. And he and his lovely wife are down in Florida being dutiful grandparents, I think is the word that we used for that earlier.
I'm sure they're not the only grandparents in Florida.
Oh, absolutely not. So, I suppose I ought to rub my hands together one more time here and try to get the blood circulating before we get going. Now the ball is going to be teed up, and we will have football for you just moments from now.
Yes, sir.
The man doing the kicking is going to be Brandon Walters. He is a big 215-pounder. He tees that ball up at the 40-yard line. And now the Waverly Wolverines, they are decked out in their home jerseys, the red jerseys, white numerals. And for the Sydney Warriors, the traveling road jerseys, they have maroon letters. Walters holds his hand in the air as he's just about ready to go, as he will be approaching that football, and then we will have the start of game number two of the Class C semifinals. Big, long kick. It's going to bounce at about the 13-yard line, going to be taken in there. Ooh, oh, just vicious hits. The ball was grabbed down by number 24. That is Dylan Gutierrez. And Gutierrez, a 6-foot-tall, 175-pounder, moves upfield, manages to get up to about the, let's see, the 26-yard line is where they will put the ball down. And that is where the Wolverines will take over.
And delivering the smack for the Sydney Warriors was Robert Ojeda, the 5'6", 150-pound junior, doing a great job.
So they have things ready to go in the backfield as the first play from scrimmage will be kept on the ground. Zach Cooney is the man who takes that ball, whips it out there, and I believe that they are going to say that it was number four, Zach Cooney, who's now shaken up coming to the near sidelines, but only to get a call from his getting plays coming in from the coach. I did not see who that... this is interesting. Oh, what they're going to do is they're going to immediately go into a measurement, because the gain that time is close enough so that they're going to examine it, and now they will bring that football down and say he's just inches shy of the first down. So that first play from scrimmage going to be close but no cigar, as they say in the business, and it will bring up a second and only inches, literally only inches. So here we are, 11:33 on the clock, game number two, opening quarter of play. Zach Cooney, the quarterback, is looking around. He has Dylan Wright, Trevor Noche, and it is going to be Austin Bostwick in that backfield. Now the play will be from scrimmage, and it's going to be another quarterback keeper as Zach Cooney runs it up. He'll get the first down as he is across the 38-yard line is where they'll spot it down, and he's off and ready to go.
Yeah, Harry, that was just your typical quarterback dive. Just pick a side, tap the center on which leg you want to go towards. Center goes one way, you go the other.
Expect both of these teams to be testing the other one to see exactly what they are doing. The ball is going to be put into the air. Cooney intending it down there for number five. That is Austin Bostwick. Bostwick can't jump high enough to snare that one down, and the Sydney defender can't get on it either. So as a result, it's a long strike, second and 10.
Had that play been good, Bostwick had plenty of room to get some very positive yardage.
Split. split off to the near side is going to be Ryan Hewitt. He's a big target, 6'3", 185 pounds, but they're going to keep the ball on the ground as the ball carrier will be number 28, Nick Pusalu. And Pusalu is going to get good running room as he is across midfield, across the 45, down to about the 44-yard line before he is finally going to be stopped in there.
Oh, and that was a great run on that time. But not only towards the end, you could just tell he was fighting. He was stood up for a good 2 seconds on that time. He was stood up for a long time and just kept churning his legs, got that extra yard, did a great job.
And pulls people along with him as he goes. Just about 2 minutes by in this opening quarter of this ball game. Scoreless, obviously. Off to the near side again. It is going to be Hewitt. A man goes in motion. That will be Mastroianni. And it is going to be kept on the ground. The ball carrier that time, number 28, once again, Nick Pusalu. And Pusalu gets to the line of scrimmage and not much more.
Oh, at that time, defensive end just bent down real hard and was able to get the running back after the handoff. Defensive line did a great job on that play.
Long time in the huddle this time. We'll try to pick up some of the substitutes that are put in. There are a number of backs that will be rotated in and out of this ball game. Snap goes back now to Cooney, and the aforementioned Cooney is going to get a little bit of running room before he manages to run into Derek Northrup, number 56. Northrup grabs a hold of him and whips him around and drops him right there. But not until Cooney is able to pick up about 4 yards, as he'll get up just inches high of the 40-yard line. We'll call it 3rd and 7, but it's a short 7.
And, Harry, as this game is beginning, the game across town of BG versus Walton is ending with a final score of 28-18, Walton being the victor.
So Walton ends up winning it by 10. The ball is going to be pitched out on the near side to the big running back. That is Jeff Montruno. Mastrantuno is how we finally figured out it was going to be something near to that. He will get good running room as he is going to be down inside the 35-yard line. There's a conference going on there. I haven't seen any flags on the play, but I haven't seen anything indicated that the ball will be there. Now it looks like it's going to be a face mask. Here again, I can't see the signs from there, so I'm leaving it up to you. Now they'll come over. This is one of those games where there is a ball carrier who is there to, at all times, cover that football and keep it covered up, trying to keep it dry. The members of the Wolverines have moved back, so it looks like there's going to be a penalty against them. Either that or they're choosing to have their huddle in a very, very, very far back position on the field. They're right at the 50.
It's for exercise, Harry.
And now they're going to pick up the football, and the officials will move it in, and they're going to spot it down at the 40-yard line. So it is going to be a very brief. They're going to say that they're going to replay it again. It'll be a third down. That is, I'm still a little lost on their and their signals. One of the things that comes down is we use on these playoff games different sets of officials from the different zones. Some of them are from the Binghamton area, some are from the Elmira area, some are Oneonta officials. And you get to know what you see through the season. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. It will be number 28. That is Nick Pusalu. And Pusalu will test the line on the left-hand side. He'll get good running room. He gets to the 35 before he is finally stopped. That will bring up 4th and a long yard.
And this Wolverines offense is doing a great job spreading out the field, making it so those linebackers don't line up in the box, and just getting very positive yardages out of their run plays.
They are definitely calling for it again. Zach Cooney up on top this time, and he's going to hand off to number 24. That is Dylan Gutierrez, and Gutierrez gets good running room. He'll be down inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. First down for the Wolverines.
Oh, that was a great push, not only by the offensive line on that play, but they lined up three running backs in the backfield. Two went first and then handed off to Gutierrez. And Gutierrez, not only did he push through the defense, he also pushed through one of his guys. He's just a freight train and won't be stopped.
This time they'll go back to Gutierrez again, and Gutierrez will try the right side of his line this time. He'll pick up about 3 yards and dive forward inside the 25-yard line. We'll call it the 24. Pick up on that play of a long three, short four. 8:03, first period of play, scoreless ball game. The Wolverines are the one of the teams that plays Western Division of Stack schools. So we don't see them here throughout our normal season, and they are tough. This time they keep churning again. The man with the ball is going to be Nick Pusalu, and Pusalu will get the first down as he gets down to the 18-yard line, just continually pushing the Sydney Warriors back.
Yeah, and they're getting great pushes up front. The offensive line of the Waverly Wolverines are just doing a great job pushing the Sydney Warriors back into the laps of the linebackers.
Outside of Gutierrez, almost all of those backfield people are actually rather light. The ball will be a quarterback keeper this time. Zach Cooney picks up a little push and shove from one of his backfield men. He follows him right through the hole, doesn't pick up much, maybe gets about a yard. But the intent that time was to have blocking from one of the backs and go behind him.
Yes, sir, and that was your typical counterplay, because what they're doing is they're running read so much that the defense is just going to key on that, and by running a counter unit to the wrong side, and it sometimes works out.
The ball will be put into the air. It is Cooney going out as he bucks in there and wants to go to Jeff Mastrantuno. Should have practiced that one a whole lot. Jeff Mastrantuno manages to get that ball at about the 3-yard line. They call it a complete forward pass. He went down to his knee almost immediately, so he had no running room whatsoever.
Oh, that was definitely a great, great pass and catch. He put it in an area where only Jeff could catch it.
6:47 is our time. Look out. The handoff goes this time to number 24. That is Gutierrez. And with that, big old Dylan Gutierrez goes across, picks up the four that he needed, and the first blood comes here for the Waverly Wolverines at 6:38 of the first period.
Yeah, Harry, that was a great design play. They line up all the big meat in the backfield and just pound it right through the left side of the line.
6-0 is the score. The ball is going to be kicked up, and it will try for the PAT. The man doing the holding in this time will be Trevor Noki. Noki puts it up. It is going to be good. So with the PAT kick up and through the uprights, we are going to have ourselves a 7-0 ball game. So the Sydney Warriors fall behind, and they have yet to mount a sustained drive. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:38 on the clock, first period of play. And with that, we are ready to go with the Sydney Warriors getting ready to receive the kick, as it will be their first real opportunity to try to get something going. The Warriors not playing with Nate McDonald. He had a broken ankle in a previous game, and as a result, They miss that powerful running back. Low kick, end over end, and it is going to be no run back whatsoever, as the officials call that one. I didn't quite see a flag come down, so I don't know what they what their thing was. It probably was offsides, I would think.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Somebody brought, oh, there's the flag, way over near the zero on the far side.
Okay.
So they'll move the ball back to the 35-yard line, tee it up one more time, and get ready to go. And once again, it was going to be Jeff Mastrantuno who will be kicking that ball away.
And, Harry, I love it. You always like to point out very interesting things on the field. If you can see for Waverly, number 21, Sam Koldnick.
Now has the glowing shoes?
Yes, he's wearing neon yellow cleats.
I have called that more than one time. The kick is downfield, and it's going to be taken at about the 30. And the ball carrier will be number 12. That is going to be John Wingate. Wingate moves upfield across the 30, across the 35 to the 37. And the Sydney Warriors will take over from there.
I don't even know where you buy shoes like that. That's incredible.
We had one game, and I can't remember what it was. I'll catch it in a second here. Ball got to be kept on the ground. There's a lot of push and shove going on, both with the ball and away from the ball. The ball carrier at this time is going to be dropped for a very short loss. It's probably Brandon Walters, or it could be number two, Cody Bourne, who is carrying it. There was definitely a two on the back of the ball carrier. Loss on that play of a couple, so it brings up a second and about 12. Long count. We do see that it is going to be Patrick Vibbard in there again, and the ball will be handed off to Wingate. Wingate gets to the line of scrimmage, picks up a yard, maybe two, before he is stopped. They're back close to the original line of scrimmage.
You see, the Warriors were trying to run a counter on that play, but the Waverly Wolverines defense was just not fooled on it. They stuck their ground, and they did a great job picking the pockets of the pulling guards and tackles and managing to make the tackle in the backfield.
So Patrick Vibbard, who had to sit out last week's game, now is back in there at quarterback. The 5'9 sophomore hands off in there to Cody Bourne, and Bourne will try the left side of the line, get across the 40 to the 41-yard line. He's going to finally be tripped up there. And it will bring up a fourth down probable kicking situation since they're only at the 41. We had a game earlier, and I'm trying desperately to remember what teams were involved, but we had almost... I want to say we had one guy with fluorescent orange shoes, and then another guy found some lime green ones. They were just an unbelievable combination. Big booming kick is going to be way down. Oh, it's going to be touched in there by number three. That is Dylan Wright for Waverly. The ball bounces away, and it's going to be fallen on by the Sydney Warriors. They will take over at about the 10-yard line, deep in Waverly territory.
Well, they just weren't expecting such a booming kick, Harry. It was a terrific kick. Went over his head. He tried to do a Randy Moss-type catch over his head to get it, but he just couldn't. It's cold. It's, you know, snow raining, whatever this is. It was just a really tough situation for him, and he ended up fumbling, and Waverly and Sydney took the ball.
Brandon Walters did get a booming kick that went forever, a lot farther than you thought it would. Here's Patrick Vibbard. He wants to get things going, but the ball is going to be push and shove in the background, and a bunch of Waverly Wolverines have said, we've got a loose ball. It's ours now. So we'll wait till we see what they call it, and I guess they will say that it was Cody Bourne who fell on the football, and it is still in the possession of the Sydney Warriors, but the ball has been moved back to the 15.
And you know what, Harry, that's not the first time that he's fumbled the snap or the handoff today. It's tough. It's tough when the, you know, the ball's getting so wet to keep a hand on it.
We saw a game at Sydney earlier in the year, which was more or less in the mud bowl. It was a driving rain. This one, not reminiscent of that, and it is hard rain, but it is a drizzle steady rain, and it will definitely impact play. John Wingate has the ball, tests the right side of the line. He will get down for a couple-yard gain, and that's about it, as he will be stopped at the 13-yard line. Talking about 13, 3-3-3, showing on the clock, opening quarter of this ball game. Waverly leading it over the Sydney Warriors by a 7-0 score.
Yeah, and as Sydney is trying to knock on the end zone's door, the defensive line for Waverly is holding tough and doing the best that they can to keep him out.
Vibbert this time will hand it off in there to Austin McCarroll, number 8, the junior, manages to jump over a couple of men, move that ball down to the 10, but it will bring up 4th and still goal to go from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and they're going for it.
Oh, of course.
There's no doubt in my mind.
If you're lucky and you happen to have the talented field goal kicker, then this would be obviously good field goal range. That is not the case. So Damian Zimmer splits way out to the left side. Patrick Vibbert up on top. He will hand that ball off, and it's going to be cleanly handed off to number 12, John Wingate. Wingate gets down, but not enough for the first down, and the Waverly Wolverines will take over at about the 5-yard line with 2.5 minutes remaining.
Yeah, and that was just great defensive play by Waverly. They knew it was a toss, and they went and pursued and got him so he didn't get in the touchdown.
John Wingate that time took that ball from Patrick Vibbert. He put his arm out to try to sort of guide the players away from him. He didn't exactly stiff-arm anybody. He just sort of tried to bolt over top of people, but even that didn't work.
And now as Waverly's offense comes back on the field, they're trying to spread the field out a little bit.
So we are going to have a loose ball in the backfield, and there's going to be a bunch of people diving at it. It looks like Waverly will retain possession on that first play from scrimmage, but they'll lose about 3 yards, and the ball is back at about the 2-yard line, deep, deep in Waverly territory. They have the football.
That's just another, you know, another fumbled handoff, Harry. It's, you know, it's the conditions.
Well, we're going to see a number of interesting wet ball situations, probably fumbles, slipperiness today. 1:48, the clock running. Period number one, dropping back is going to be Cooney, and finally the ball will be brought back out to, let's see, only about the 2-yard line, maybe the 3 at most.
Yeah, had he been able to slip that defender, he had the entire field ahead of him.
One of his teammates was way out in front of him over on the left side, the right side of the field, way across on the Sydney side of the field, but no great gain on that. 1:17, the clock running. 7-0, Waverly on top in this ball game. Cooney wants to throw. He's got an open target downfield. He was going in there for Jeff Mastrantuno, but that is not going to be a completed forward pass as the big wide receiver goes way up in the air, tries to climb the air ladder, but wasn't able to snare that football. Now you see the ever so light. You're not seeing a coating of snow, but you're seeing the glisten of mucho wetness around this turf field.
And the visibility has diminished.
Yeah, oh yeah, we could see the towers on the hilltops across the way earlier in the game. That is not the case now. Ball going to be kicked away way high at about the 30-yard line. It will not be one of those great kicks. Chris Raupers was the man who put his foot to it, but there was more height to that than distance, and as a result, the ball hits at about the 30-yard line, bounces back toward the Waverly end of the field, and the Sydney Warriors are going to take over at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, this is a great field position for Sydney, like just like on their last drive. They had very good field position, too.
56 seconds showing on the clock, opening quarter of play. Ball kept on the ground as it's going to be Vibbert in there. who will go off to Brandon Walters, but Walters getting no room whatsoever. Loss on that play, we'll say, of a couple. That moves the ball back to the 29-yard line. Clock continues to run, 30 seconds, all there is on it.
Sydney's offense is an offense designed primarily for running, as we could tell. But what the biggest pain in the butt is for the defensive lineman is that there's no splits in the offensive line.
Brandon Walters again on the carry. And again, it's going to be short yardage, only picking up a yard, maybe two. He'll get down to about the 26-yard line. And they'll put the ball down, but time will run out. So the Sydney Warriors going over to their huddle. And we have the end of the first period of play with the score, the Waverly Wolverines leading the Sydney Warriors by a 7-0 score here at Ty Cobb Stadium. You're listening to football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales. Service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace installation to air duct cleaning, tear-outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Curry Grant and Matt Kaplan back here at Ty Cobb Stadium, Endicott, New York, for the second of a Class C semifinals doubleheader here on a Saturday afternoon. There are some things about football that are givens. Shorts on coaches. And there are still some who are just not giving it up. And they look cold. So it is going to be the Sydney Warriors going on the ground. Let's see. It'll be number two, Cody Bourne, who carries the ball. He will get down to about the 22-yard line.
Not only is he wearing shorts, though, he's also wearing short sleeves.
I know.
God bless him.
You keep your adrenaline high enough, and I guess you can put up with just about anything. I may have mentioned before, I saw one of the Green players, and he said, I didn't realize during the game how cold it really was. It was when we were walking off, but I realized it. Dropping back, Bibbert wants to pass. Oh, he's got a target in the end zone. John Wingate cannot catch it. Wingate went up into the air and grabbed that football. He was actually rather deep in the end zone, and he just couldn't hang on to it, and he falls down hard, bounces once, and just lays there in disgust.
Harry, absolutely terrific play on that, though. He was open, he had time, the quarterback had time. It was just a very well set up play, just they weren't on the same page.
He is just not happy with himself. He's right back in there in the backfield. Now he splits off to the right-hand side. The ball is going to be on the defensive unit now because the Waverly Wolverines have taken over, and the ball is going to be moved out to about the 31-yard line. So they say that it was number 28. That is our old friend Nick Pusalu, who did the carrying, gets up about an 8-yard gain as he moves across the 30-yard line to the high side of the 30.
It's funny, in the game earlier today, we saw a 6-foot-tall, 200-pound running back, Nick Pusalu, 5'9", 162 pounds.
Flags all over the place as we all of a sudden have an illegal procedure call against the Waverly Wolverines.
Yes, sir, and it's just funny, like the dynamic. You could be big, you could be small, but all that matters is if you run with your heart. You don't run with your legs.
You run with a lot of muscle. this is one of the things I made mention of earlier, that we have 140, 140, and 140, and three of the running backs. The other two that will be in there from time to time are 175 and 155. So it is going to be Cooney going to go to one of them, and this time he's going to do a quarterback keeper as he finds a little bit of blocking there with his backs, and he just continues to rumble forward. He will get the first down as he only has to get to the 32, and he gets about the 32 plus the length of the football.
Man, this kid is quick. He gets the ball, and he just shakes, bakes, quakes, and takes it all.
Cooney. He was a letter winner, has done that twice. He was a starter on offense and defense in last year's Wolverine team. Man goes in motion. That is going to be Gillen Gutierrez. And the ball will lay off on the near side. Look out. It's going to be number 28. That is going to be Nick Pusalu. But there has been a flag in the backfield. There has been a flag in the backfield. So that may go for naught right there. As there's going to be a discussion, we see two or three flags on the ground, so it wasn't just seen by one person, it was seen by more than that, but it was still a really fine run by Wolverine Nick Pusalu.
You know, Harry, usually flags in the backfield like that generally state a holding penalty.
So, 9:48, showing on the clock, period number two. Green won the first contest. Walton won the Class D game over Cross Town. Now the Sydney Warriors trailing 7-0 in this contest. And the Waverly Wolverines are getting ready to move back. The long run is definitely called back, and it's going to be a first and 10. And now we're waiting for this. Now they're going to have to march off the penalty. So they're going to march off 15 big long yards. No, they're not. They're only going to go back 7 yards. That must have been from the spot of foul.
Yeah, 10 yards from the spot.
Yep. So as a result, play will resume from the 22-yard line. The ball is on the ground. It is going to be Dillen Gutierrez, and Gutierrez comes back up, but the ball is jarred loose, and we'll see who gets it. They're going to say the Sydney Warriors have recovered.
Before the ball came loose, an absolutely terrific run.
Gutierrez put his head down that time, and he had gained back all of that penalty and almost what he needed to get to the first down. Then that ball came loose, and there was a scramble for it from there.
That's one of those fumbles where it just goes in the air, and you can see everyone on the sideline. You can see everyone's head go up and follow the ball as it comes down.
So it will be first and 10 from the 43-yard line. The ball will be continued by number 4. That is Zach Cooney. Cooney says, I want to get the first down, and they say that it was not. The ball was going. I said the Sydney Warriors had recovered the ball. They did not. The way they indicated was not who had possession of the football, but which way was the ball going. So it was going to be the Waverly Warriors continuing on. And now they are going to try to regroup, and we are going to have a pause in the action. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So after a loose ball that was recovered by the Waverly Wolverines, they managed to pick up a first down on the next play from scrimmage, and it will be first and 10 Wolverines from the 42-yard line. .9:17 up on the clock as the team finally breaks out of the huddle. Two men split out to the right side, one way off on the near side. The ball is very high. That snap is going to be grabbed by Cooney. He will not get any running room. While he was waiting for the ball to come down, that gave a great opportunity for the Sydney line to blow in there, and he could not have had enough coverage to look good on that one.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, bad snaps are just one of the many evils of this game we call football.
Cooney comes out, talks to the coaches on the near sideline. Now he goes back into the huddle, barks that signal out to his teammates, and he's ready to go. Number 33, Ryan Hewitt, splits way out to the far side. Off on the near side, it's going to be Austin Bostwick, and the ball will be kept on the ground as it will be carried in there by number 28. That's Nick Pusalo. Pusalo will be down to the 25, and that's going to be enough for another first down for the Waverly Wolverines.
I'll tell you what, that offensive line did a great job pushing the defensive line back, making a huge hole. I could have driven my Nissan through there, Harry.
They had a very good record in the regular season, and now in the playoffs, they're showing you why they are ranked as highly as they are. It is going to be on the ground again. This handoff not going to produce any running room at all, as it's going to be number 28, Nick Pusalo, again carrying the football. He'll get to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be stopped.
For Sydney, sometimes when you're on the defensive line, you don't always, of course you want to get the tackle, but most of the time your job is to just make sure that the linemen don't get up to the linebackers and that you don't get pushed back, which is exactly what happened on that last play.
7:49, period number two. It's a 7-0 ball game. Into motion, it's going to be Dylan Gutierrez, and the ball will be passed down on the near side, down into the corner. A flag is thrown on the play, and you can see the quarterback, that is Zach Cooney, just very happy because he had a long pass. But that's going to be yards for the Wolverines. That is probably against the Sydney Warriors.
Yes, sir. That's some sort of pass interference.
Green was top rated. Unbeaten Green was ranked first in the playoffs. The Wolverines are ranked second. So now you see how this whole playoff situation develops. It's got to be an uphill battle for the Sydney Warriors this afternoon. 7:38, showing as they march off the penalty against the Sydney Warriors. It'll be first and 10 for the Wolverines inside the 15-yard line, very close to about the 13.
And what I really like about this Wolverines team is that everyone on this team is such a very good athlete. They have a lot of very athletic people who can do very athletic things.
So we see Zach Cooney standing up waiting for some probably equipment problem down there. Now I guess they're ready to go. The officials stopped that play momentarily. There was never any play. They just simply stopped everything for a moment. Just a gentle falling of snow here in the Endicott area. Now, this storm is sort of interesting. We'll see what's going to happen. Look out. Carrying in there by number 28. That's going to be Nick Pusalo. Pusalo will be down, probably get the first down. He is short of the touchdown as he will get down to about the 2-yard line, and it's going to, well, we'll call it the 3. And we'll say that it's going to be first and goal to go from there.
Yeah, and that was just an absolutely great run by Nick. I mean, he just found his hole and then chugged on through. He's a great runner.
So 7:20, showing on the clock. Okay, here comes Cooney again one more time, and the handoff is going to one of his men in the backfield, and it's going to be a blow-through for the touchdown, and I still didn't see it. So they're going to say number 24, Dylan Gutierrez, is the man who manages to get that. So with that, we have the score going up to 13-0, and we will have the PAT attempt coming up in just a moment.
And you could have lined up 13 guys on that side. Gutierrez was getting into the end zone.
This is interesting because the last time it was just about that same distance that Gutierrez ran it. Now the kick is going to be up, and they say no good. So the PAT kick is no good, and as a result, the score stays at 13-0. The Waverly Wolverines leading the Sydney Warriors here on Football on a Saturday Afternoon on WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open until 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Matt Kaplan back here at Ty Cobb Stadium, home of the Tigers, the Union Endicott Tigers. So, Mr. Matt, we are seeing a game played in a very light snowstorm. Now, this... I was watching the weather this morning, and this storm is supposed to be moving in a rather interesting pattern, and there's a huge difference between the heavy snow areas and very nearby it could be no snow. So when we're broadcasting back to Sydney, they may be seeing more snow than this or less, but
right.
We don't know.
And they're also higher in the mountains than we are right here.
Yeah, a little bit. We're down in the valley. You're absolutely right. So it is going to be Jeff Mastrantuno who kicks the ball, as it is going to be a low end-over-end kick. It'll hit at about the 25 and go down to the 15. Ooh, look out. John Wingate is there. If Wingate gets by his last defender, which he will not do, he had nothing but open field in front of him. And who should happen to bring him down? Speedy number 12, John Wingate, is going to be met by big number 11. That is Jeff Mastrantuno, the man who had just kicked that ball away.
Yeah, you know what? The kicker is always the last line of defense, but, I mean, thank for the Wolverines that Mastrantuno happens to be such a great athlete and gets down there.
5'10", 155-pound senior. He earned his keep on that one because Wingate was off to the races. He had already passed everybody else on the field. Now the ball is going to be a scramble for a loose ball, and the Wolverines are saying, we have recovered. And with that, we are going to have the offensive unit come onto the field one more time, and it will become first and 10 for the Waverly Wolverines at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that was, that's what's going to happen. The ball's going to pop out on a day like this, Harry.
7:02 on the clock, period number 2, 13-0 the score, Waverly leading the Sydney Warriors. So now they're going to be taking a momentary pause here. Now everybody's ready to go again. Man goes in motion, and the ball was picked up in there by Zach Cooney, flipped out to number 28. That was Nick Pusalo, and Pusalo was just creamed in the backfield. I didn't get the number of the big truck that hit him, but by golly, somebody on there did a real number on him, and as a result, the Sydney Warrior defense picks up about 6 yards on that one. It will be a second and 16.
I did, Harry. That was Tyler Mack Truck Budline, the 5'10", only 160 pounds, but he hit him hard.
Oh, he was. Budine was absolutely perfect on that one. So the ball will be kept on the ground again, and it is going to be who? Number 28 carrying the ball. That's Pusalo. Pusalo gets it back up. Almost all of what they had lost on that earlier play is he will get up to the 43-yard line. It is a third, and we'll call it 12.
Pusalo, very, very interesting name. I've never really seen a name with three U's in it.
It's probably Swedish, my friend. No, it'll be probably Norwegian. Or not Norwegian. What am I talking about? Finnish. The intended receiver downfield is going to be number 33. That is Ryan Hewitt. And despite being a 6'3", 185-pound target, he can't jump high enough to get that one, as Cooney's pass was right on the money, just a little higher than they wanted it to be.
An absolutely great protection by the offensive line.
5:45 left here until halftime. This game seems to be moving ever so fast compared to the first ball game, which seemed to go ever so slowly. So fourth down at about 12 in a kicking situation. The ball is going to be snapped back, and they're going to fall on it right back at the line of scrimmage. The man that time was Chris Raupers, and Raupers was the intended kicker. He had that snap that came back to him. He lost the grip on the ball, and in picking it up, he actually put his knee down, and as soon as he put his knee down, that stopped the play right there. So as a result, it will be first and 10 Sydney in Waverly territory at the 33-yard line.
And had he not put his knee down, he would have been approached by a swarm of Sydney defenders.
Approached? Is that the word?
Well, yeah.
So the Sydney Warriors, it's going to be number 8. That is Austin McCarroll, and McCarroll will not find a whole ton of running room. He had lots of leg action that time as everything was pumping, but he picks up about 6 yards, and that's all. He's inside the 30-yard line. We'll call it at the 27.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in one of those situations where the weather has not been horrible. Oh, they go back to McCarroll again, and McCarroll is going to this time get down inside the 25-yard line. So he picks up another 4. That will bring up a 3rd and a long 1. 1 yard, about the length of the football.
Yeah, and Sydney, it looks like they're probably just going to keep it on the ground. That's what they've been doing, you know, for this drive so far.
4:48 on the clock. It is Trey Crawford who breaks out of that huddle and comes up over the football. Right behind him, Patrick Vibbard, and the ball will be kept on the ground. John Wingate carries. He goes to his right, and with that, the ball is coughed up, and once again, it's red jerseys jumping up and down, and the offensive unit for the Waverly Wolverines will come back out onto the field, and once again, that wet football is coughed up by the Sydney Warriors.
And that was great, too. Great play, too, by Zach Cooley, the 6-foot-tall, 174-pound junior quarterback. He was the one who actually received the ball. Did a great job.
So first and 10 for the Waverly Wolverines. Cooney sends Austin Bostwick way off on the near side this time. He's ready to go. He hitches that leg up, and going into motion is one of his running backs, but Cooney's going to keep the ball himself, and he just runs a zigzag around. Now is in open territory. He's got the first down. He has picked up about 20 as he will get to the 38-yard line before he is finally going to be stopped up. But I'll tell you, that guy scampers like a scared, you-know-what, rabbit.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes, sir. He is a very, very athletic quarterback. A
lot of quick cuts and turns as he battles his way up to the 39 is where they'll spot it. 4 minutes coming up on the clock. Period number 2, 13-0 Waverly lead over the Sydney Warriors here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Cooney, long count. You'll notice that he always takes that right leg and always kind of stretches it. He always bends it once before any play starts. He'll keep the ball on the ground, and the ball carrier this time is going to be number 28. That is going to be Pasalo again. Pasalo will pick up about 3 yards as he gets across the 40 to the 42.
What I really enjoy about this offense, too, Harry, is that they're always putting guys in motion. When you put guys in motion, if that draws a defender, then that's great.
Now, you watch Cooney this time and see if he does pick that leg up again. And this is one of those things where I think it's just his way of doing things. I really don't think that that's sort of the signal, as you would have in baseball. Ball going to be handed off again to Pasalo, and Pasalo will get up very close to first down territory as he runs right in front of the Waverly bench before he is hit. He's probably, oh, now they say good for the first down. I was just about to say it looks like he's going to be inches short, and then the Whitecap went ahead and said first down Waverly.
Well, Harry, I'll tell you what. When the quarter, usually in some offenses, especially out of the shotgun, the quarterback will lift his leg up because the center is looking under his legs at the quarterback. When the quarterback lifts his leg up, he's telling the center, okay, I'm ready. You can snap the ball when you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, and he did it again.
Uh-huh.
And with that, it is going to be Cooney on the ground. Cooney, first down again for the Waverly Wolverines as he gets across the 45, across the 40. And he's finally tripped up at the 36-yard line, and play has moved deeper into Sydney Warrior territory.
And the quarterback-center dynamic, too, is almost like clockwork. You see the center's head down, and then the quarterback's leg goes up, center's head comes back up, snap.
And we see it again and again and again, and now he waits a long time, and then... sure enough, that's the signal right there. And it's going to be Cooney snapping forward himself, and he will get across the 35 down to about the 32. So pick up a long four, and it will bring up a second, and we'll say about six.
And the way this offense is working, Harry, they only have 2 minutes and 12 seconds left, but it seems like that's plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you can tell by our view looking down on the field. We're looking not through a rain-snow mix now, but much more of all snow. Cooney snaps that leg. That's ready for the snap from center. It goes back to Cooney, and he fires the ball out on the left flat to Jeff Mastrantuno, and it's going to be good for about another 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, I mean, great play. That's the old bubble screen right there. You set up two wide receivers on one side. You throw it to one guy and have the other wide receiver block his guy and see if he can get around, and he did a great job on that time.
I am impressed with the discipline on this team. This is really fun to watch. Next week's game is going to be a real tug of war. This one isn't over yet. But if the Wolverines continue to come on, Green against Waverly is going to be a real dogfight. Now, there was an interesting one. Cooney, there was something that he didn't like, so he basically signals to the bench saying, Coach, I need some assistance, and as a result, we are going to have a meeting of the minds on the near side. The clock is still running. They have not stopped that yet. It's still clicking down, but both teams are in their huddles. So I think that this is actually not the clock running, but the timeout clock.
Yeah.
So we've got a pause in the action. You're listening to football on your station for sports in Sydney, New York, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves and Matt Kaplan. Well, the conferences are over, and finally we're going to get back to play. It was interesting that Cooney didn't call timeout. He yelled to the coach, who actually called timeout. 1:13 remaining here until halftime. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. It's going to be Cooney. He will not even get to the line of scrimmages. His forward motion is going to be stopped about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yes, sir. On this one, Harry, I mean, it's fourth down and I would say six. You know.
With that, they're going to just, I think, let the clock run down. We'll have one more play in there, but that's about it because it hasn't stopped. Cooney just simply wrung his hands. I don't know what you would call that. Rolled them around as if the clock was running. They come up for one more play. And it is not in the shotgun this time. Cooney is up very tight. Flags fly as somebody moved a little bit too quickly. So it's going to be illegal procedure against the Wolverines. 32 seconds. That has stopped the clock. Ball is marched back to the 37-yard line, and it will be fourth and about 11.
I think what they were trying to do on that time, Harry, is they were trying to draw the defense off sides.
You try all kinds of things. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, as they say in this business. So we will be having a halftime break coming up shortly, in about another 30 seconds or so, and then we'll be back for the conclusion of this game in a little bit. But first, it's going to be Cooney going to the air, and he is going to be put it out, and it's going to be grabbed down there by number 6 for the Sydney Warriors. That is Damian Zimmer. Zimmer, 6-footer, he goes high into the air at about the 10-yard line, snares that football, and it comes down hard. So it will be the Sydney Warriors that get the last opportunity to move here before halftime.
Yeah, that's one of those plays where they train you on fourth down to just bat it down, because now they have the ball all the way down there. But there's only there's only 10 seconds left, and why not pad the stat sheets a little bit?
But it's only 90 yards to touchdown.
In 10
Dropping
seconds.
Back is going to be Vibbert, and he's going to keep the ball on the ground. Time will run out, as whatever they tried didn't go very far. They'd handed the football off to Brandon Walters, and he was just stuffed up right there. So here we are. We have ourselves at halftime, the Sydney Warriors trailing the Waverly Wolverines by a score of 13-0. We'll be back with a recap of the first half of this ballgame in just a few moments. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.